You may have seen their faces around town. South Australia's police's newest recruiting campaign, You Belong in Blue, has been visible across the state since its launch late last year. Showcasing real police officers with real stories, this campaign brings us closer to the people in uniform. Today we're joined by Zach, one of the campaign's proud participants, ready to give us an insider's perspective on the life of a police officer. Good morning, Zach. How are you, mate?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Zach, we're very excited to have you in here. Obviously, you know, you do so much for the community with your job, but as well, you're a little bit of a celebrity. You're in a TV advert, you're popping up all over the state on trams and everything.
Yeah, I'm definitely copping a little bit of grief around the office, and it's sort of hard to get used to seeing my face everywhere, but I'm slowly getting used to it.
Now, Zach, how old were you when you joined SAPOL?
I was 21 when I started at the academy, and I'm now 34, turning 35.
So if you could go back, do you reckon you would have gone any younger?
For me, probably not. I really appreciated the experience I got from my other jobs first.
Yeah.
I worked childcare and bar work beforehand, and that really did give me some good experiences. Having said that, though, you know, different people have different ideas of how they develop and whatnot, so we always encourage younger people to apply as early as they want.
And would you say the training is pretty different now to what it was back then?
There's definitely still some core things that training doesn't sort of change for policing, but it has definitely come a long way.
Amazing. And the You Belong in Blue campaign that is going on right now brings us closer to the idea of everyday people slapping on the uniform like yourself. I mean, it includes your new policy that allows visible tattoos like you
yes.
have on your arm there as well, and man buns. Are we already seeing the non-so-traditional looks, I guess, coming through the gates of the academy? Or
you are, and it was definitely a relief to get the long sleeves off and give my right arm a bit of some breath of fresh air.
Yeah, especially in the weather we're having at the moment.
Exactly right. Take it off and it's just the most pale arm.
Oh, it was, yeah. It's great because, you know, we represent the community. Tattoos and things like that are such a big part in the community, so it just made sense, I guess, moving forward that we would allow things like that. So yeah, we are seeing it come through a lot more now.
Great. And back to your training, you did it with your best mate and you both went into the academy together. How was that? Was that a good way that you kind of recommend people to go into the academy? You get a bit competitive?
Yeah, absolutely get competitive. He was my best mate because of the academy. We actually didn't know each other beforehand.
Right.
I was just
right.
lucky enough to build that, you know, some great friendships through the academy, and came out best mates the other side. Look, if you've got mates that want to join and you managed to get through at the same time, I'm guessing that would be a fantastic thing. I'm hearing that a lot, you know, people going into the academy, they have these long-lasting friendships and, you know, it becomes your family.
Amazing. Hey, Zach, finally, do you have any advice for any young people listening right now that might not be sure what they want to do and are considering joining SAPOL?
Absolutely. I would, first and foremost, don't wait. So many times I hear about people, you know, working in the recruiting section now, I hear people come up to me and say, look, I've always wanted to do it, but I've never put my application in. I just wasn't sure if I was ready, didn't know if it was the right time. So my advice would be to those young people, now's a better time than ever to join. It's a great time. Often the first step of submitting that application is the hardest thing.
Yep.
So do it. Take it one step at a time. It's an exciting job. I love it. I wouldn't be here now if I didn't love it. So just take that first step, see how you go.
Great advice, Zach. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. You've been an absolute pleasure. If you think SAPOL is for you, head to achievemore.com.au or head to freshjobs.com.au. Zach, thanks again, mate. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.